Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, the head coach of the BSU Beavers. Tom, looking back at last weekend, was that maybe the most complete weekend you guys have played all year?
You know, it probably is, Schultze. You know, I thought we played 110 minutes of pretty good hockey. The first 10 minutes on Friday night was a little bit of a buzzsaw by Bowling Green. We had a hard time responding. You know, they were pitching and we were catching. But I think, you know, after they got called for a penalty or two, things kind of settled and we didn't score, you know, until the tail end of the first period. But that kind of at least slowed them down a little bit and it brought things to more of a, you know, an even pace.
This is going to sound like a strange question, but when that game settled like that, is it more important from your standpoint to get them to play more defense or for you to play less defense?
Well, I think it goes both ways. I mean, I'm hoping they're playing more defense because that means we're in the offensive zone, to be honest with you, Schultze. And, you know, we wanted to obviously stay in the offensive zone, and we just felt, again, that we just had good territorial possession on Thursday night, and we wanted that to continue on, even though, again, we knew we were going to see a different, you know, Bowling Green team on Friday. But that's always the plan. Doesn't mean the plan's going to be, you know, met to the expectations.
Bowling Green is 10th in scoring offense. Defensively, how well did you guys play last week?
Well, I thought we played really well, Schultze. We held them to 48 shots on the weekend. I mean, we're not giving up a lot of shots. And when you can hold anybody under 50 shots on the weekend, I'm happy with that, let alone Bowling Green and Bowling Green.
Did you give the team any time off this week after a trip like that or not?
We didn't. We had a really easy practice on Monday. You got to remember, the guys got back on Saturday. They were back by noon on Saturday. And, you know, so they had Saturday off, Sunday off. We had to get back into our rhythm. But all we did on Monday, Schultze, was we just split. We had a forward defenseman split. And you get those guys on the ice, get them some reps. And there was no structured practice. And then we got back into it on Tuesday.
More with Coach Ceratori when we return. Our pregame show continues right here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Ceratori. Tom, nobody takes more penalties in the country than what Alaska does. No time to get your power play going like this weekend, right?
Well, exactly. We'll see if they take penalties or two. Who knows? I mean, just because they're leading the league in penalties doesn't mean that's going to happen this weekend. So, and you know, we're last in the league in penalties, and doesn't mean that we're going to be last this weekend either. I just told their radio guy the same thing. So, I'm not so concerned about that. I'm just more concerned about us making sure we've got good discipline. We're not retaliating. We're not chirping. We're not playing any of that monkey business after the whistle. We can't get involved in that.
How different do they look this year with the new staff?
I don't know, Schultze. The video we watched this week, they're very similar to last year. I'm not sitting here going to break down the staffs and what they do. I mean, he was with them last year, so, I mean, there's some similarities. But they just play with a lot of pace, and they're physical.
Alaska was winless in their first 10 games. They've won four since then. What are they doing better as of late?
Well, again, I just think they've got good team speed, and when you have good team speed, you can be a disruptor, and they can disrupt you, and when they disrupt, they can be very dangerous.
Jandrick brothers are their best statistically. Steven, a forward, Chris, a defenseman. Is there any similarities in how they play the game, though?
Well, Chris is out actually tonight. He might be out the weekend, but they're both talented kids. They both played in the BC Junior League in Vernon. You know, they're very similar players to their position, Schultze. I mean, they're both skilled guys. They make plays. And again, they can eat up a lot of ice time, and they're going to be very good four-year players, both of them.
You've played the top part of the conference very well. Unfortunately, you can't say the same necessarily about the bottom half of the conference. As a coach, do you talk about that with your players, or do you just leave it alone and try to get them to not think about it?
You leave it alone. Yeah, I don't think you can ever talk about who you're playing. If we look at their record, we have to win, because I just have too much respect for college hockey, and I have too much respect for every team, and I just know how hard it is to win, and I just don't think you can play that game with your guys, and I don't want to mislead my guys and let them think that I'm thinking anything differently or that I don't have a lot of respect for our opponent, because I do, and actually that's what I try to convey to them.
Best of luck.
Thanks, Schultze.
Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio Network.